Dear Holger, dear Rosa, ladies and gentlemen, I wish everyone a good morning. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in Berlin. And it's also a pleasure for me to tell you a little bit about quality and patient safety in Germany, because there are good news and there are bad news also. So the good news are that more or less in Germany we are through with quality and patient safety. That means that we do not take any action. That means that we have undertaken quite a lot of different actions and activities to improve quality and patient safety. So much more than half of German hospitals have underwent a voluntary system of certification. So we have a competition of certification of hospitals. There are at least four different ways for hospitals in Germany to undergo a certification according to quality and also to safety. And these quality certification of the hospital is such a success that meanwhile the first hospital in China has followed one of our certification systems, and we will have a look what will happen there in the Far East. We have also very good tools for education and training. This is of course success belongs to many people, but I want to address one person especially, namely Professor Hans Conrad Zellmann, who is the founder of the Society for Quality Management in Healthcare in Germany. It's about more than 20 years ago, meanwhile. And he also started with special training courses for doctors. And in Germany, there are maybe between 15 and 25,000 doctors who made that special training that takes more than 200 hours learning and working on quality management in healthcare. So for the younger generation of doctors in Germany, quality management and patient safety is absolutely normal. We are also quite successful in changing patient safety culture on the national level. Most of you might know that in the year 2005, we founded the German Coalition for Patient Safety as a network organization, where everyone is invited to be a member and everyone is invited to take action in working groups, even if he or she is not a member of the German coalition. And we provided many, many tools and solutions to provide safer healthcare in German hospitals and also in ambulatory practices. Within these German Coalition for Patient Safety as a network organization, all different organizations and people and institutions are successfully working together. And this is not normal, because I don't know how it is in your countries. In Germany, normally each sector of the healthcare system is fighting against the others. So insurance companies against doctors, doctors against hospitals, hospitals against insurance companies and doctors. And the politicians are just happy when they are at war at each other, because then the politicians can lean back and see what happens. And there's one peaceful place, and the peaceful place is patient safety. And I hope that this peaceful place will also survive through the next 5 or 10 years. We also have a quite big, a big system of mandatory quality management and quality reports in the German healthcare systems. This is organized by an institution that's called Federal Joint Commission, that makes all the rules how to spend the money of the health insurance companies in Germany. And the quality management that is run by this institution normally is quite bureaucratic and takes quite a long time to bring the results back to the front line of patient care. Actually, the cooperation has improved between our voluntary activities and the mandatory activities. I welcome Joachim Szczesny. Hello, Joachim. He is the head of the AQUA Institute, who has the honor to organize all the mandatory quality management activities in Germany. It's not only fun, but it's working. The bad news are that as we now have institutions, models of certifications, tools for education and training, what we are still lacking is political support. because healthcare in Germany is dominated by a question of economy. So healthcare discussions are much more about money and how to save money or how to make money. And this is a conflict, because when the leaders of the systems just take care of costs and profits, and the other part of the healthcare system just tries to provide humane and good patient care, this is a conflict. And due to many cost constraints during the last 10 or 15 years, we know what would be right or wrong, but because there's not enough money to provide enough nursery staff, for example, in intensive care, we have meanwhile every 2 months a big scandal with hospital infections or malpractice and so on that can be directly related with this amount of staff at the bedside. So we are struggling for better political support and hope that there will be even better opportunities to put all our activities into real practice. The political agenda there has a new name. So I grew up with quality management. I'm still engaged in quality management because it's the only real thing. The new title is called value-based healthcare. So it needed an economist from the United States of America to come to Germany to tell our politicians that healthcare is primarily about values, quality and safety. And when you can show the amount, more or less, of quality and safety, then afterwards you can discuss about the price, not the other way around. And the second stage of promoting quality and safety in Germany, especially according to doctors, because it's not too easy to get the doctors on board of quality management and patient safety activities. We translated our activities into very old ethical standards. So everyone in healthcare, especially the doctors, have learned the two ethical standards, primum nil nocere, first do no harm, and the other one is in Latin, salus egroti suprema lex, the sake of the patient is the highest goal. And when you translate the salus egroti into actual language, it's quality management. And if you take primum nil nocere, first do no harm, it's just patient safety. So it's very old values and very old virtues, just on a new systematic ground. This makes it easier for doctors and also sometimes for nurses to understand and to follow the activities. But we need more support, not only in Germany. What we are all doing here is we are taking part in creating a new and common Europe. So it's not only a scientific project that we are all discussing today. This is a very important part to create a Europe where all nations and all citizens of Europe feel well. And whether you can trust in your social system, you will find out when you are sick and when you see how different the treatments are in different states or even different in one state. So I hope that the European Commission and the European Parliament finds out that taking care of patient safety and quality management and quality improvement is very important for the politicians. Because when healthcare systems in Europe are running well, we will still have discussions about the euro and about money. But when we as Europeans know that we are safe in every hospital all over Europe, then it's okay. It's a long way. And for sure it will not be able to get enough money to put every hospital all over Europe to the same technological standard and the same standard of health professionals. This is a dream, but maybe we can follow this dream. But what we all can do is we can change the culture of how we are working within these healthcare systems. We can change the better coordination, talking to each other, try to understand each other, and find common solution. We can create a better culture about quality improvement and about patient safety. And this is what makes this project, Duke and some others, so important. And hopefully, maybe Agnieszka will take it at home to Brussels there will be the next possibilities for the European Commission to support these activities, to show that when you cooperate, when you take care of values and put all your different knowledge from different places in the healthcare systems together, this is the main most important goal for better healthcare in Europe. So we can change our culture in healthcare systems, and maybe also a little bit in Europe, based on different cultures, for God's sake. And finally, I hope that you all have a wonderful stay in Berlin. I apologize for the weather, but it's the usual weather in this in December. We are very close to Siberia, so it's cold and a little bit snow. But if you get enough impression that you say, oh, Berlin is a very interesting place, you are all welcome to come back to Berlin, even or especially also for private reasons. And I'm looking forward to the conference. Wish you good luck, and I hope we will see at many other opportunities to work together to create better healthcare, to create a better Europe. Thank you very much.